ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो दिस मॉर्निंग विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 14। दिस चैप्टर is entitled Ideal Family Life, text number 8. Yavat Bhriyeta Jatharam Tavat Swastvam Hi Dehinam Adhikam या अभिमन्येत स तेन दण्डम् अर्हति। यावत् भ्रियेत जठरम् तावत् स्वस्थं हि देहिनाम् अधिकं योभिमन्येत सस्तेनो दण्डमर्हति। यावत् भ्रियेत जठरम् तावत् स्वस्थं हि देहिनाम् अधिकं योभिमन्येत सस्तेनो दण्डमर्हति। यावत् भ्रियेत जठरम् तावत् स्वस्थं हि देहिनाम् अधिकं योभिमन्येत सस्तेनो दण्डमर्हति। माता जी आप में से कितने लोग हैं जो अंग्रेजी बिल्कुल नहीं जानते हैं, जो बिल्कुल नहीं जानते उनका अनुवाद वहां हो रहा है, और जो कुछ जानते हैं आगे आ जाओ। क्या तो उनके नजदीक चिपक कर बैठो। ठीक है, मैं पढ़ लेता हूं। यावत् as much as bhiyeta may be filled, jatharam stomach, tavat diet much, swastam proprietorship. He indeed certainly dehinam of the living entity, adhikam more than that, ya anyone who abhimanyeta may accept, sa he stena a thief, dandam punishment, arhati deserves. Translation and purport by Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sri Prabhupada ki jai. One may claim proprietorship to an as much wealth as required to maintain body and soul together. But one who desires proprietorship over more than that must be considered a thief, and he deserves to be punished by the law of nature. Purport. By God's favor, we sometimes get large quantities of food grains, or suddenly receive some contribution or unexpected profit in business. In this way, we may get more money than needed. So, how should that be spent? There is no need to accumulate money in the bank merely to increase one's bank balance. Sinaji, such a mentality is described in Bhagavad Gita 16:13 as asurik, demonic. Idam adya maya labdham, idam prapyas manoratham, idam astidam apime, bhavishyati punardhanam. The demoniac person thinks, so much wealth do I have today, and I will gain more according to my scheme. So much is mine now, and will increase in the future more and more. The asura is concerned with how much wealth he has in the bank today, and how it will increase tomorrow. But unrestricted accumulation of wealth is not permitted either by the Shastra or in the Shastra or in the modern age by the government. Actually, if one has more than one required for his necessity, the extra money should be spent for Krishna. According to Vedic civilization, it should be given to Krishna consciousness movement as order by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita. Yad karosi dasnasi yad juhosi yadasi yad yad tapasvasi kaunteya tat kuruswamadarpanam. Adbhut Hari, Adbhut, come in front. I have decided to speak in English, and if you sit back, then I go to speak in Hindi. O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, and all that you offer, and give away as well as all austerity that you may perform, should be done as an offering unto me. Grihastha should spend extra money only for Krishna consciousness movement. The grihastha should give contribution for constructing temples of the Lord and for preaching of Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Krishna consciousness all over the world. Saranam Bhagavato Abhichnasa Avatara Kathamritam. In the Shastra, the Puranas and other Vedic literature, there are so many narrations describing transcendental activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and everyone should hear them again and again. For example, even if we read the entire Bhagavad Gita every day, all 18 chapters, in each reading we shall find a new explanation. That is the nature of transcendental literature. The Krishna consciousness movement therefore affords one an opportunity to spend his extra earning for the benefit of all human society by expanding Krishna consciousness. In India especially, we see hundreds and thousands of temples that were constructed by the wealthy men of society who did not want to be called thieves and be punished. This verse is very important. As is stated here, one who accumulates more money than needed is a thief. And by the law of nature, he will be punished. One who acquires more money than necessary becomes desirous of enjoying material comfort more and more. Materialistic are inventing so many artificial necessities. Damodar. And those who have money being allowed by such artificial necessity. Try to accumulate money to possess more and more. This is the idea of modern economic development. Everyone is engaged in earning money and the money is kept in the bank, which then offers money to the public. In the cycle of activities, everyone is engaged in getting more and more money. And therefore, the ideal goal of human life is being lost. Consciously, it may be said that everyone is a thief and is liable to be punished. Punishment by the law of nature takes place in the cycle of birth and death. No one dies fully satisfied by the fulfillment of material desire. For that is not possible. Therefore, at the time of one's death, one is very sorry, being unable to fulfill his desire. By the law of nature, one is then offered another body to fulfill his unsatisfied desire. And upon taking birth again, accumulating another material body, one voluntarily accepts the threefold miseries of life. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakchurjinmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutair Mahadviyai Mapuro Vibho Nirmaya Sete Adamusu Purusam Bhukte Gunan Sodasa Sodasatmakam Solam Krishistam Bhagavan Bachansime Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Itadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubaye Vacha Atitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Shabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bhavaradhika Madhuri Aswadai Sukhakaj Jayati Krishna Chaitanya Kali Prakate Vrajaraj Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Is my voice clear? Please forgive me. In 14 days, I went in 4 different states. UP, then I went to Jagannath Puri, Odisha, then Mayapur, Bengal, then Bihar, then here. So 4 different weather and water kill my voice. Anyway, it's much better than Mangalarti time. Mangalarti, I had hard struggle. Hare Krishna. So how many of you have bank? How many of you have account in bank? How many of you have account in bank? Come on, be honest. How many of you have bank balance? How many of you are on tutor? No? We should send this purport to Modi ji. It is very applicable today. He is following Bhagavatam, by the way. All this 500 rupees note and 1000 rupees note, he is bending only for this purpose. Anyway, so this is spoken in Hastinapur in the court of Maharaj Yudhishthir. There are 4 Mahajan involved in. Naradji is Mahajan who is speaking. Yudhishthir is Mahajan who is hearing. Prahlad Maharaj is other Mahajan about whom it has been spoken. And after all this, Sukhdev Goswami is other Mahajan who is speaking to all of us. Shastra said, Mahajano Jena Gatha Supantha. The first class highway or expressway. Nowadays when there is a accident in expressway, they say there can be accident even on a royal road. So it is better than royal road to go back home, back to Godhead, is the path which is shown by Mahajana. Mahajana Jena Gatha Supantha. Supantha. It's beautiful. Nice road. And one should take that. Now, Sukhdev Goswami is speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. Or Narad Muni is speaking to Yudhishthira Maharaj. They have no any expectation. Without any expectation they are speaking, they are speaking for the benefit of one and all. It is not spoken only for Maharaj Yudhishthir or Maharaj Parikshit, but it is spoken for one and all, for us also. So it was not only applicable that day, but it is also applicable today. So if we want to be happy, then we must follow the path shown by this Mahajana. So this particular chapter, chapter 14 of 7th canto Bhagavatam, Nivritam Trishu Nivritam Trishu Nivaranayam Parvastistu Grihasrame Deskaladibhedena Dharma Uktas Chaturdase. In this 14th chapter of 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Nivritti Trishu Nirvaranayam. Narad Muni has explained about the Nivritti Marg. There are two Marg, Nivritti Marg and Pravritti Marg. So, Nivritti Trishu Nirvaranayam. Nirvaranayam matlab Nikshya Rupena Varanayam. Very nicely, Narad Muni has explained about Trishu. In the Varanashram system, there Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra, Brahmachari, Girastha, Banaprastha and Sannyasi. So, in all four, Sannyasi, Brahmachari and Banaprasthi, they follow the path of Nivritti Marg. The Girastas are one who follow the path of Pravritti Marg. So he said, Nivritti Trishu. Trishu means Brahmachari, Sannyasi and Vanaprastha. Narad Muni has explained about the activities of Brahmachari, Sannyasi and Vanaprastha. How did he explain? Nirvaranayam. Very nicely. Nirvaranayam. Nikasupena Varanayam. So nicely. Parvirtastu Grihasrami. Or Grihasrami or Grihasaj follow the path of Pravritti Marg. Parvirti tu means certainly. Grihasrame. Grihastha certainly had to follow the path of Pravritti Marg. If they start follow the path of Nivritti Marg, then there cannot be household life. Now, how should they follow? Desakala adibhedena. According to time, place and circumstances, they have to follow dharma, means prescribed duty, they have some duty to follow. They should follow Uktascha Tatudase. In this 14th chapter, a description about householder is there and their activities according to time, place and circumstances. So when Narad Muni was speaking, he spoke three previous chapter, 11, 12 and 13, I think 12 and 13, two chapters covers all these three. Yudhishthira Maharaj heard very nicely, but he was sitting very. So, Narad Muni thought, what happened? Everything all right? When we speak and somebody attention is not there, immediately we understand that somebody attention is somewhere else. So that time Yudhishthira attention was not there, somehow or other. Hey, kaha chal diya tu? Mota bhai. His attention was not there. So Narad thought, what happened? Is he understanding what I am talking or not? Is it clear or not? Did I speak something wrong or what? He understood. And then Narad asked, is everything all that? He said, yes, I am simply lamenting that how the Brahmachari, Sannyasi, I am ban prasti, jai sisi gaunitai ras vyaj tram sanman ki jai. Can so quickly go back home back to Godhead. But we are householder.
We have so many activities. Grihastam etam padavi vidhinam jena chanyasa yati deva rise bruhi madriso grihamuddhadi. The grihamuddhadi. Our brain is fully occupied in our household life. We have so many things to do. Here also people say, Are Maharaj, aap ko sanyasi aadmi ho. You don't have so many things to do. We are householders, so many things have to be done. Right? If you tell some householder, chalo, mandir chalo, let us read Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. No, I got so many things to do. It's natural. So Yudhishthira said that it is easy for brahmachari sannyasi, but householder, how can we obtain the same result what brahmachari, sannyasi and vanaprasthi are attending, and so quickly? How can we attain that? And then Maharaj Narad Muni, upon hearing the question from Yudhishthira Maharaj, he started answering. And that's where this chapter starts. So this is 8 verse. I will give summary of 7 other verse. I am sure you have heard many times, but still. Sri Grihesu avastita rajan kriya kurman nathochitah vasudeva arpana sakshat upasta mahamani. Each householder has a prescribed duty. One must perform the prescribed duty. Everybody has a prescribed duty. Brahmachari hai, grihastha hai, vanaprastha hai. So as grihastha, they have prescribed it. Grihesu avastita rajan. Kriya kurvan yathochitah. You have to perform your prescribed duty. Yatha uchitah. And what is their prescribed duty? Vasudeva arpana sakshat. Offer everything to Vasudeva. How to offer everything to Vasudeva? I don't know who is Krishna. Where can I meet him to offer everything? He said, upasita mahamuni. Sit down. Upa means very near. Asita means sit down. Mahamuni means greatly saintly person. Sit down. It's great saintly person. And what should you do with sitting down? Shramatan. Bhagavato avikshasa. Avatara krathamitam. Shramatam. Here. Satsang, do satsang. Hear Harikatha, avatara katha amritam. There are many pastimes of the Lord. The Lord has appeared, has taken avatar, he has appeared in different form. You hear the pastime of those form. He said, well, if I go and hear, so how long I have to hear? This path, sun rahe hai na? How long do I have to hear? So he said, yatha kalo. You don't have to hear 24 hours a day. You have to perform your duty as a householder. But whenever you get a time, sraddhano yatha kalo, upasanta janamritha. He said, Mahamuni, now he said, upasanta. You hear from a great personality, great saintly person, who are very composed, whose mind is engaged in thought of the Lord, who are Krishna conscious. Upasanta means Krishna conscious. One who is Krishna conscious, he is only santa. Mukti bhukti siddhi kami sakaleya san. Krishna bhakta nisakam. Atayamasan. So Krishna Bhakta or devotee of the Lord, they are only Santa. So Narad Muni advising here, please find out Hare Krishna devotee and go and hear from them because they are Santa. Upasanta. They are not only Santa but Upasanta. are properly situated in Krishna consciousness. But whatever time you have to hear from them, them sradhano, you must hear very attentively. With all the faith you have, you hear from them. What will happen when you hear from them? That sasangai chanak sanga. Chanak, chanak matlab? Chin ho jana. Breaks away. By the sasanga, all the association will break apart. Association with what? Atma, jaya, adisu. Atma means we consider ourselves as this body. We are on this body. The my body, right? But right now, thing is, I am this body. If anything happened to the body, we get affected. We are not this body. So if we hear in association of devotees, pure devotees, then what happened? We come out of the bodily consciousness. We understand that I am not this body. I am a spirit soul. I am part and parcel of Krishna. I am servant of Krishna. And thus they start serving Krishna. That is the coming out of the body. That is the real understanding that I am not this body. Real understanding of I am not this body is to be engaged in service of Krishna. If I am not this body, the next question comes, then who am I? I am Ike. Mahaprabhu said, Jivare Sarupai Krishna Nitya Das. We are servant of Krishna. So simply by understanding that I am not this body is not enough. But being engaged in service of Krishna is the real thing. Is the real thing. So first thing is we understand that I am not the body and we get engaged in service of Krishna and then we get our attachment broken from first attachment with the body and next attachment is wife. He said wife and children say Atma Jaya Atma Adisu. Body, wife, children, Adisu means family member. By hearing, if our connection with Krishna, then all these other connections are there, but they have connection because they have connection with Krishna. Right now we think that everything, my body, see, for my sense gratification, my wife, for my sense gratification, my children, my wealth, the relative, all for my sense gratification. That is called Maya. And when we hear from pure devotee of the Lord, Ushanta Jana, when we hear from Krishna Bhakta, then we wake up. We are in slumber, thinking that they are mine. But when we hear, we wake up. Vimuchya, muchyamanesu, swam sapna utisthita. Swam sapna utisthita. Like in dream, you see so many things, and when you get up, you don't see anything. So we are in dream state, thinking I am this body, my wife, my children, my relative, my friend. They all dream. And when you hear, and when you become Krishna conscious, hey, this is only a dream. The reality is that I am servant of Krishna. Then, Jisri Maharaj said, that means I should not be attached to my body, my wife, my children, my family. If I have no attachment, if I don't stay with them, then a big war. He said, no, you stay there. He said, you should stay there, take care of them, maintain them. Sir, well, then I have to work hard. Yes. Yavad artha upasino dehe gehe cha pandita. The great century person, they said, one should earn money as much as required to keep body and soul together. Not more than that. And how to stay in family? He said, Virakto raktavatya praha nirloke ndatanase. Raktavat, I explained one class earlier. We have blood in our body. The blood is maintaining our body. Blood is not attached to our body. All other things, skin, bone, everything attached to the body, but blood is not attached. If you are cut, boom, blood comes out. So stay with your family, but raktavat. Virakto raktava. Remain detached like the blood in the body. So remain in the family, but don't be attached. Then said, don't get in entanglement. Just appreciate everybody. The time you get entangled in the family, argument, counter-argument will start happening. Then your Krishna consciousness will get lost. So better, okay, all right. Everybody suffering, enjoy their own karma, all right. Chalta, no problem. That's what Narada Muni advised. All of you, householder, everybody should take this instruction. Gyataya pitra putra bhratra sravidopare yad badanti yad akshanti cha anumodeta nirmamam cha anumodeta. Anumodan karo. All right. Very nice. You're doing very good. That upper ansa dhriti. Because everybody is suffering, enjoy their own karma. Why to get entangled? And for maintaining yourself, don't worry. That was the verse yesterday. Dibyam bhomam cha antariksham vittam achyuta nirmitam tasarvam ohunjanam evam kuryat sato budha. The intelligent person, he maintains his life, whatever he gets. Krishna has arranged for everyone. Achyuta nirmitam. What is Supreme Personality of Godhead? Achyuta has arranged for us. Be dependent on the Lord. Isa vasa idam sarvam yat kinchit yam jagat tena tat tena bhunjita maghla kaschanidhanam. Don't become geet. Geet, samajhte hai na? Vulture. Don't become vulture. Be satisfied. It's whatever you have. Achyut nirmitam. Actually, Krishna has arranged for all of us. I always give that classic example that when we took birth, who put the milk in our mother's breast? Did we plan? Did my father plan? Did my mother plan? Did my relative plan? Who planned that? Before I was born, there was no milk. And after when I started eating, it goes away. So in that period, who earned that milk? Achyut nirmitam. Isa vas idam sarvam. Krishna earned that. If Krishna can arrange the milk in my mother's breast that day, Krishna is so cruel that he cannot arrange today. He can also arrange. This is a way to be happy. If you want to be happy, then be happy like a small child. There is past, present and future. Who lives in past? Right. The old person lives in past. Who lives in future? You are right. Youngster. And who lives in present? Children and devotee. The old man, tirth pad, lives in past. What will happen to my money? What will happen to my family? What will happen? I work so hard, a big empire, this thing, that thing. What will happen? They live in past. The youngest are they are doing M.Tech, B.Tech, you know, good job, business. Tomorrow, they live in future. But the kids, they live in present. So live in present and be happy. Nobody lives in present, therefore they are not happy. Devotee of the Lord, they live in present, thus they are always happy. And the karmi, they become envious. How come devotees are so happy? You full, you also have opportunity, live in present, be happy. You are living in future. Lord, I arrange for everybody. But you have no faith in Lord. Have faith in the Lord. And then this verse comes. Yavat bhayeta jatharam. Tavat swastam hidehina. Up to here is okay. One should earn as much as required to keep the body and soul together. Yavat bhayeta, bhayeta bharne ke liye. पेट भरना ना संस्कृत से हिंदी निकला हुआ है भ्रियता मतलब भरने के लिए टू मेंटेन टू फिल अप जठरम होना चाहिए उदरम होगा जठरम उदरम जठरम बहुत सेम हियर तावत स्वस्थम ही देहिना वन मस्ट अर्न एज मच एज रिक्वायर टू मेंटेन द बॉडी एंड सोल टुगेदर अधिकम अभिमन्यतः स अस्तेन दंडम अर्हति एंड इफ यू अर्न मोर नारद मुनि नॉट सेइंग दंड अर्न मोर कीप इन माइंड अधिकम यो भी अभिमन्यतः अर्निंग मोर इज नथिंग रॉन्ग बट द डे यू स्टार्ट claiming that belongs to me, that is the red signal start. Red signal start. You cross the line of बाढ़ आता है ना क्या dangerous line कौन line बोलते हैं पानी जब ज्यादा बढ़ जाता है line of नहीं खतरे के निशान बिल्कुल ठीक खतरे के निशान हो गया सिग्नल स्टार्ट सो प्लीज अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट नारद मुनि इज सेइंग फर्स्ट थिंग इज सेइंग और एज मच एज रिक्वायर्ड कीप बॉडी एंड सोल टुगेदर डन ऑन मोर शरीरम सुरूपम यथा वा कलत्रम यशस्ारुचिम धर्मे धनमे ऋतुल्यम मनश्च न लग्न हरेर अधि हरे अंग्रिपद मे तत्किम 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 व्हाट इज यूज ऑफ दैट लाइफ वी आर ब्यूटिफुल बॉडी शरीरम स्वरूपम ब्यूटिफुल बॉडी वी है यथा Vakalatra, beautiful family, wife, children, everything. Yasaschachiram, we have so much name, fame and glory. Dhanam Merutulyam, we have wealth like Meru, mountain, Meru. Even after having beautiful body, having very nice family, having so much name, fame and glory, having so much wealth, Radhas, kya ho raha hai? But manas cha anya lagnam, but his mind is not engaged in Supreme Personality of Godhead, and mind is engaged in all those things. No hare angri padma. If mind is not engaged in lotus feet of Krishna, then tatam kim,
tatam kim, tatam kim, tatam kim. 4 times. What use is there of this beautiful body? What use is there of a nice family? What use is there to have glorious life? Or what use is there for the wealth? So that means everything, manasa deha geha je kichu mor, arapilu tvapade nanda kisor. So whatever we have, we must use in the service of personality of Godhead. Otherwise that life is useless life. Janiya sunya viskayana. Useless life. So our life is meant for going back home back to Godhead. We should be intelligent. We are wasting our life for looking beautiful. How long we can look beautiful or handsome? How long? Baal do gaya? Became white? Glass? Skin is sinking. How long we can remain beautiful or handsome? 10 years? 20 years? How long the family will follow you? Brajari Prabhu and myself this morning were talking about one of our well-wishers, that how his wife is so in pathetic situation. He is old man. He has so many children, but nobody there. Nobody there. So pathetic. He has such a big name. Even today, people respect him. Jasa. He has wealth. But what is just that? But if somebody is devotee of Krishna, then Krishna takes care of them. Yoga chema mahami aham. Devotee are taken care so nicely. Devotee are taken care. So Narad Muni is saying, don't earn, you know, don't stop earning, earn, but don't claim that belongs to you. The time you start claiming that belongs to you, then so astena, that person is a thief, and thief is punished. Dannam arhati. He is eligible candidate for punishment. Police will punish. Our neighbor will punish. Dawud Ibrahim will punish. This punishment we get from outside. Mentally will be punished. Physically will be punished. By nature will be punished. And ultimately will be punished by Jamraj. And will get punarapi janam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani jathari senam, time and again. Sansar dava nalali dhaloka will be burning this material world of taking birth, death, old age and disease. Only because of one mistake that we think this wealth belongs to me. According to a scripture, the wealth, if somebody has, is divided in 4. They say 50% should be given. Somewhere say 50%, somewhere 25%. There are 25%. Given to Krishna. 25% for the people in general. 25% for future and 25% for present. Be happy. Other, according to Manu Smriti, 50% of earnings should be given to the Lord. And other 50% divided in 4. But who is doing that today? Since we are not doing, we are suffering. We are suffering. If you have less money, even physical suffering is not that much. People tolerate. But so much money, a small problem, go to doctor. Poor people, how many poor are admitted in Ambani hospital? And how many rich are admitted here? Poor people, they told it. Not only that, only they eat what is required. Rich person goes on experimenting new thing for enjoyment. And in due course of experiment, he developed many kind of disease. So in old age, he very proudly said, I eat only 2 chapati, 1 cup tea and 2 biscuit. You rascal, you earn so much money only for two biscuit and 1 cup tea. What's the use? So better earn what is required. Somebody say, what should we do with other wealth? So Prabhupada writes here, a grihastha should give contribution for constructing temple of the Lord. All householder, if you want to be happy, I'm not saying, Narad Muni is saying, who is Mahajana? Prabhupada is repeating the same word of Narad Muni. If you want to be happy, so give your wealth, keep only what is required for you. Balance you give for Parupkar. And best way to do Parupkar, Bharata Bhumite Haila Manus Janma Jar, Janma Sartha Kari Kara Parupkar. Do Parupkar. And best thing to do Parupkar is by giving Krishna consciousness to others. Give something which is eternal. You may give somebody roti, kapda, makan. How long? That will finish. But give somebody Bhagavad Gita. Give somebody the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That will go a long way, not only in this life, but even after this life. Or maybe this life you will go back, come back to God by your mercy. Be merciful. We all have karuna. We have some mercy. We have mercy right now. Our mercy is limited till our sense gratification. Our mercy today is limited till our sense gratification. Kisi ne prashna kiya, kisi ka samman kab hota hai? When one is respected. Jab tak se matlab rahta hai. People, they respect somebody as long as they want to get something. Jab matlab nikal gaya, to kitna bhi bada ho ram ram gaya kaam se. Nobody respects. But if he gives somebody Krishna consciousness, that person will be respected for life. Prabhupada, his glory is sung all over the world. We will become glorious by distributing the Prabhupada books. The best way to become glorious, to do Parupkar, that is the real duty of all Bharatiya. Bharata doesn't mean the India. I have explained earlier also the meaning of Bharat. Bharata. Bha means Bhasate, Prakasate, Iti, Bha. Ra means Rata. Bhasate, Prakasate, Rata, Iti, Bharata. Bhasate, Prakasate means one who is enhancing the glory of the Lord to one and all is called Bharatiya. Means devotee of the Lord. So this is duty of devotee of the Lord to go out and distribute this mercy. Kukleshwar Prabhu, up to what time? 10 more minutes. My life is spent at 10 more minutes. Ganti bajaya. So Prabhupada writes here, the Grihasthas should give contribution for constructing temple of the Supreme Lord and for preaching of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So now time has come for preaching Bhagavad Gita. See, this verse is very appropriate for today class, for this month. I am sure you nowadays nothing is secret. WhatsApp page. One story I knew long ago. Now I see also on WhatsApp. I am sure you also have read it. But I gave class in Calcutta yesterday and other day Kanpur. So wherever I have been quoting this nice story that goes just according to today verse. So once Arjun and Krishna, they went for morning walk. So there was a Brahmin, poor man. He was begging something. Arjun became very merciful to the Brahmin. And he took out a bag filled with gold coin and gave that poor man. So as soon as the poor Brahmin got that golden bag, full with gold, the bag, to gold. You know, a poor person, when he gets money, what he first he thinks, or a materialistic person, what he thinks? No. I said, the attachment is first body, then wife, then children, right? So when he got gold coin in his hand, his concentration was not on gold coin, but he was thinking about his wife. I'll get nice jewelry for my wife. I'll get nice clothing for my wife. I'll get nice clothes for my children. They'll go in nice school. I'll buy some land. I'll have beautiful house. So on and so forth, he was thinking about all sense gratification. Then one thief came and he saw he had no attention. And boom, he took away. He took that bag of gold coin and ran away. And the Brahman said, oh my goodness, what happened? Everything is gone. Next day again the Brahman came and he was begging. Again Arjuna and Krishna are going for morning walk. Arjuna thought, what happened? I only yesterday gave him bag full of gold coin. Again he is begging. What is wrong with him? So Arjuna asked him, what happened? Then he explained what happened. He said, all right, no problem. So this time he gave one a surfi, one diamond. Big diamond, which is more costly than the gold coins. So Brahman became very happy. And this time he hid it very nicely. And same thing he was thinking, he went house. And he had one matki. But matki kya bolo in English? Earthen pot. Earthen pot he had. Old earthen pot. There are no almira or bank or locker. So he kept that diamond in earthen pot. And he was tired, he fell asleep. His wife went to fetch water from the river. So she took the earthen pot which was used for bringing water. Somehow or other this earthen pot fell from her hand and it broke. So she said, oh, what to do? I have to get the water for my husband and my children. So she came back, she was looking for, so she saw that old earthen pot which was lying one side. That had a surfi, a diamond in that. She took that earthen pot, she went to river bank, she thought this is not being used for a long time, she started cleaning up down very nicely. And meanwhile what happened? The diamond fell in the river. Husband got up, he started looking for the earthen pot. He couldn't find. He asked his wife, what happened? The earthen pot. He was here. She told what happened. I said, He said, really I have bad luck. Twice Arjun tried to help me. Help me. What to do? Mere bhagya mein nahi. Ye gareeb hi bankar rahna hai. So third day again he went and begging. And again Arjun saw. Arjun said, what happened? How he became so greedy? Krishna said, don't worry. Ask him what happened. Then come on conclusion. Find out what happened. So they asked, and Brahman said everything, what had happened.
Then this time, Krishna pulled out 2 rupees note, Dwana, and he gave to the Brahman. He told Arjun, now you don't give. You have tried your best, now let me give something. So he gave 2 rupees.
Arjun thought, what will happen with these 2 rupees? He can't even eat himself, how he'll maintain his family?
Krishna said, don't worry. Simply follow him. And see what he is doing with these 2 rupees. And let me.
So Brahman was devotee of the Lord. He has faith in the Lord.
He knew that Lord has some special plan, therefore he gave only 2 rupees to me. But he could not understand what should he do with his 2 rupees. Lord gave, that is kindness. There must be something behind it. But he didn't understand. So what do I do with this 2 rupees?
So while he was going, and Arjuna was following him behind, he saw a fisherman. Fisherman had caught a fish in the net. And net was, the fish was struggling to get out of the net. She was choking up. She was almost to die. And she was fadfada rahi thi.
Kya bola fadfadane ka?
Struggling, na? English I know word anyway. So she was struggling. So this Brahman saw that fish struggling. And he became so merciful. So poor fish. She is struggling. He said, what will I do with this 2 rupees anyway? Let me do some parapkar. Let me see to some welfare activities. Let me see the beneficial work for this fish. So he gave that 2 rupees to fisherman. And he bought that fish. And he had a water pot, kamandalu. And there was water. He kept that fish in that water pan. And he was taking that fish to the river to put her back in the river. So he took that fish and put the fish in the river. And this fish was the fish who has stolen the diamond. And when he kept in the pot, she released the diamond in the pot. So he was Brahmin. So he wanted to clean his pot with fresh water. So he was cleaning his pot. He was trying to throw that old water. And when he was throwing the old water, earlier people were not throwing water like this. When they were throwing water, they were throwing water like this earlier. Pehle log, aaj gaon mein log lota se aisa hi karte hain, aaj bhi. They put hand and then they throw. Aaj agar tak phek dete hain. Before they are not throwing like that. That is offense. Slowly. Mother Earth is there, na? So not hard. So anyway, so he was throwing the water and then on the hand, he got the diamond. He got the diamond and said, mil gaya, mil gaya, mil gaya. He was so happy. I got it, I got it. Mil gaya, mil gaya. That time, that thief was going by same side. Thief was going from that side. So he was saying, mil gaya, mil gaya. So thief thought, oh, he recognized me. And he's shouting, I got it, I got it. So he recognized me. So now he's going to king and going to complain about me. Then I'll be hanged. So that thief came running to the Brahmin. He fell down to him. He said, please forgive me. I am one who took your gold coin. Here is your gold coin. Please take it. He got the diamond. He got the gold coin. How did he get? By parapkar. The lesson to derive from this story is, as long as he was thinking how he can satisfy his senses with gold coin and diamond, he lost it. The time he thought of doing some parapkar by rescuing that fish with that 2 rupees,
He got all the lost wealth. In this material world, nothing belongs to us. Our real wealth is Krishna consciousness, which we have lost it. Krishna consciousness is real wealth. We have lost it. And why and how we have lost it? Because of desire for sense gratification. Krishna bhulya sejiv. Bhagavan cha kare. Nikataste mayatar jhapotiya dhare. The time we forget Krishna and think of sense gratification, maya will capture us. So we are caught by maya because we have lost. Because being caught with maya, we have lost our real wealth of Krishna consciousness. How to obtain that wealth? Brahmanna Brahmate Kon Bhagyavana Jeev Guru Krishna Prasad Paya Bhakti Lata Abhij. We all are fortunate that we have come at the shelter of Srila Prabhupada. We have joined his khan. But we will get the wealth when we go out and preach. Going out and preaching is paropkar. Staying in Brahmachari Ashram, chanting 64 rounds, reading whole Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam is sense gratification. But going out and preaching, this is opportunity. We all must go out and preach. Just like that fish, while struggling, suffering, tarpada rahi thi. Karshan Menu, tu kyu tarpada raha hai? In this material world, everyone is suffering. Sansara dava narli dhaloka pranaya karunya garangana. Everybody burning, suffering. Let us be like cloud. Go and bombard this Bhagavad Gita. That is real welfare activities. To go and distribute this Bhagavad Gita. That is parupkar. Just like that Brahmin, by doing parupkar of giving 2 rupees, he got his wealth back. So by distributing one Bhagavad Gita, by giving somebody 1 Gita, or 10 Gita, or 50 Gita, or 100 Gita, according to a capacity, people outside are fish who are suffering, and you are out giving Bhagavad Gita like giving 2 rupee note to them. And then what we get in return? That man got his wealth. And we will get our wealth. And our wealth is Krishna consciousness. So this book distribution is the best means. The preaching is the best means to get our real wealth of Krishna consciousness. There is opportunity. In Hindi say, Ganga Bharai Haan Dholo. Ganga Bharai Haan Dholo. So this month of December is a special month. Throughout the year you try having marathon, you will not distribute that many book as December. It is blessed by Krishna. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita in this month, December. So the mercy of the Lord is available to become dear to the Lord. Naja tasmat manushyesu kashchit me kirtama. No one was dear to me, nor there is, nor there will be one. And one who this secret knowledge. So let's do it. Let's do this best welfare activity of distributing Bhagavad Gita. And this way we'll get our real wealth, love of Godhead, pure devotional service. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.